Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, all right, back out of here on the Fan. Spencer German, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys here on Afternoon Drive. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, in hearing him talk to Kay Adams, him being Shedeur Sanders, I did think it was buddy-buddy. I thought there was a couple things attached to it. Obviously, he talked as if he was, you know, I hate to put it the way that I'm putting it, but he felt very starstruck by Joe Flacco. And I just can't believe a guy that, again, I debated whether or not Troy Aikman showed up to his breakfast in the mornings when he was a kid growing up. I don't know that he'd be starstruck by anyone. There was rumors of him dating Angel Reese. And even if he didn't end up dating Angel Reese, he definitely was at her 21st birthday party. He has dated different HBO actresses. Like, the man lives in a little bit of life of glitz and glamour. But Joe Flacco is the one that got him. I think it was endearing. I think it was nice for the story. I'm just not buying it 100%.
Maybe he saw those five games in Cleveland. He just knows he's a Cleveland icon now. Like I said, I think a lot of this, I don't want to say he's being fake. I don't want to say he's like putting on an act, but I do think that like Shedeur is just being very measured in the way he talks about everything right now, because he knows that got him in, because he knows being himself and speaking as he normally would maybe got him in some trouble during the combine. So yeah. I do think he's backing off of that a little bit. I think the second though, like he gets the starting job, like that confidence, and not that I don't want to say he's lacking confidence, but I do think like that persona that people, I guess, had a problem with. I didn't have a problem with it. I know you didn't have a problem with it, but the one that
I loved it.
That people had a problem with. I think that's what makes this reemerges.
That's what makes this so daunting to me, is the idea that that's not the Shedeur Sanders that I know. He's always been very nice. I'm not suggesting that he isn't very nice, but he does have a little bit of an edge to him in many ways. And he would be the guy that would call Travis Hunter over and then, you know, basically rip him a new one and tear him up and down in the process of it all. And yeah, they're best friends. They could do that to each other, but he did that to more than just Travis Hunter. And then to see him come out and want to treat everyone as if they're all, I don't know, supposed to get along and everything's all gravy. I hope you're right that it's May 21st. By the time we get a couple months down the line, I don't know whether it's just Shedeur or whether it's anyone else in between. I don't know how this quarterback competition plays out, but I have a hard time thinking five quarterbacks all in one room, all vying for the starting job. If you think Deshaun is in that list, maybe you can throw him out, but at least four is going to get along as if it's great. Like Spencer, I go back to what Joe Flacco said a couple years ago when they were asking him to come off the couch and they're like, well, would you maybe coach up DTR? Would you coach up some of the young kids? He's like, that's not what I'm here for.
Right.
I'm not here for that. I'm here to start football games. Well, and I'm not going to be everyone's best friend.
He said that this year. He was asked on multiple occasions.
Reiterated
like,
it.
Are you here for, like, how do you feel about mentoring a player or a quarterback? And he basically said, like, I'm not here to mentor a player. Like, I think that kind of stuff kind of takes care of itself naturally if you know, you're just all kind of part of the same room. But he was like, I'm not going to sit here and like make that my primary focus. My job is to go out and prepare like I'm going to be a starter. But yeah, like there has to be some tension, right? Like they have to look around. They see what we see. They see a team that tends to carry four quarterbacks during the offseason, but then when the season starts, they generally only carry three. They know that Andrew Berry has a propensity to shop these quarterbacks at the end of training camp. Like, they know somebody is going to be the odd man out. I guess they maybe are all just, like, hyper-focused on, hey, I'm just going to do what I need to do and let the chips fall where they may. And I do think that a lot of times athletes do sort of take that approach to things where it's like, I'll control what I can control and then see what happens. But I think in May, that it's one thing. I think later on, and maybe that's why like Flacco doesn't view anybody as a threat either. It's like, hey, I know whether it's here in Cleveland or whether they trade me somewhere because some team gets desperate and needs a quarterback, I'm going to have a place to play. I'm good for 2025. And maybe that's why he doesn't care. But somebody like Shador, not that he has nothing to lose. Like there's some security in coming and being a draft pick by this team. But also, yeah, like I can see where you want him to have that edge to him and be willing to. And if you wonder, like behind the scenes, if everything really is as buddy buddy as it seems.
I've been accused of being a Shador fanboy at certain points. Mac, I'll go to you on this one. Does it feel like does this count as a critical moment? Is this the first critical moment I've had with Shador Sanders?
I would say it's one of the first ones for you.
It counts as being critical?
Yeah, I would say it's critical.
All right, note the time, and then when Nick tries to throw this back in my face 3 months from now, that I never say anything about Shador Sanders.
You know what Nick will say, though. He'll be like, if I wasn't here, then it didn't happen. That's going to be what he says.
I didn't hear it.
He always has a way to weasel his way out of everything, that Nick Wilson, I tell you.
Well, there's a couple things we can go off of with that, but we're not gonna do that now. He's enjoying a nice family day. He'll be all right.
The point was wrong.
Maybe. We don't know his take on this one. Maybe he'd be dead right on the money. Maybe he'd turn around and be like, no, this is... At first, I started saying how endearing it would be and how endearing it was. But I do want him to show a little bit more fight and a little bit more whatever. When it comes to... I'm just trying to think if I'm being fair here. Like, if Dylan Gabriel... And this is why the conversation can't be fair between Shador and Dylan. Their upbringings are entirely different and their surroundings are different. Again, I mentioned how Shador hangs out at Angel Reese's 21st birthday party and dates HBO actresses while growing up in extreme spotlight with Dion as his dad. Meanwhile, Dylan Gabriel doesn't have that. If Dylan Gabriel had spoken this way about Joe Flacco, you know what I would have said. I would have said, geez, the moment feels big for this guy, doesn't it? You know, I would have. Yeah, I would have come. Yeah. I would have been like, wow, like you really are. Joe Flacco
is your third round pick.
Joe Flacco is doing all this for you. And that's part of why I think people find it endearing with Shador is the idea that Shador is one of the few rookies that could actually come in and speak this way. And I think it's acceptable because he has been around a lot of celebrities and a lot of people of influence. But there's a respect for the game attached to this as well. There's a respect for that man won a Super Bowl. I'm sharing a room with a guy that won a Super Bowl. And has been doing this for 20 years, and so I'm going to give him that respect, and I'm going to treat it as such. Maybe, just maybe, behind closed doors, we have more of the Shador that I saw in Colorado, and that's what's actually coming out, but this is a respect play by Shador. Ergo, not being critical of Shador, we found our way to go ahead and wrap this into a tight bow with our guy.
Yeah, I like where your head's at with this, and I think there's certainly some levels to like what he's doing now versus what he might do down the line. I do think it's interesting just kind of thinking about like him and Gabriel coming in together. Like I just can't fathom a world where Gabriel put out that video where he jokingly was like, "Yeah, Birdie told me that I'm pick number 94 in the third round. It was where he was going to get picked or whatever."
Yeah,
and then like. He wasn't at least somewhat caught off guard by the fact that they drafted Shador Sanders. Like he if he was being promised things like, "Hey, we're going to take you at 94," he had to have been caught off guard to a degree. So I do wonder, like, if you got him in a room and said, like, "How did you feel about that?" How he would, like, what he would actually say. I know he said all the right things in his press conference where he was like, "Yeah, yeah, you get questions about these things, like, it's just going to divide us and we don't want to divide the room or anything like that."
Oh, yeah, but, when he snapped back at Mary Kay.
Yeah, but at some point, the room.
I hated that, by the way. I thought that was a tone-setting moment for him.
I remember you saying that.
Didn't love that. Didn't love that at all.
I just feel like at some point, the room is going to get divided to a degree. Like, I know you all got to stick together, you're all teammates, whatever, but... It's different when it's Joe Flacco maybe wins the job and somebody like Shador can withstand that because he's like, well, I'm still learning. It's okay. It's another thing, though, when you have two guys on an even playing field, I'm talking about Shador and Dylan here, mm-hmm. and you lose the job to one or the other, or like one's higher in the stand in the depth chart than the other.
Yeah.
And Kevin Stefanski will say his classic line of like, well, I wouldn't read into anything right now, blah, 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 blah. But we all know better than to just, you know, take that for face value. Like if Shador finishes camp and he's the number two guy and they ship off Kenny Pickett, yeah, like you can understand Joe Flacco getting the first crack at things, but how does Dylan Gabriel feel about the fact that like he got taken before Shador and now he's actually lower than him on the depth chart?
But that's the part I'm most fascinated in, is at what point does this start to turn and we don't go into everybody's buddy-buddy and we do see some change. Like I told you, I watched that Brett Favre documentary, The Untold One, that dropped on Netflix last night, and it's timely, so we can go into this. And what was fascinating to me was I've read a lot about Brett Favre in the past. Obviously, it's not like he played 40 years ago. I watched a lot of his career, too. But I read the Jeff Perlman book, which is like 1,200 pages or whatever on Favre. I've read a lot on Favre. But what was interesting about the documentary is how deep they went into when Aaron Rodgers was picked, just how much that just turned Brett Favre into a maniac about the idea that they took Aaron Rodgers. Just not even the idea of Aaron Rodgers being around, but the fact that they took Aaron Rodgers. And we've known for a long time how problematic that relationship was based off the idea that Brett Favre didn't want to have a relationship with a young Aaron Rodgers, didn't want to foster him in any way. And then Aaron, in turn, did that to all the people that came up in Green Bay with him and treated them poorly. And it was just this never-ending cycle. But the point was, he looked at it a different way. He looked at it like, you're coming for my job. And so as we get closer and closer to this thing, I do hope that we start to hear, maybe we don't have to hear it, but I do hope that we get whispers of people suggesting like, turns out Dylan thinks Shador is soft for reasons X, Y, and Z. Or maybe Kenny Pickett doesn't like how Shador Sanders goes about his business for reasons X, Y, and Z. And it just be solely because they're sitting there and they know they're battling against each other and they know that we just can't be best friends together. They're going to portray it as they're all best friends. They'll always portray it that way to us. But I do hope, deep down to the inside, it's way more competitive than just everyone's having a good time.
You know who I honestly think are probably the most miffed by this entire thing? Aren't even the quarterbacks we're mostly talking about. I bet you Kenny Pickett's probably a little miffed. He in his introductory press conference, he said like, yeah, I know they're going to bring some other people in, but my job is to win this starting job. Like I'm coming and trying to with that attitude and that thought process. But he also knows
custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This is probably his last shot, right? Like, if he's going to be a starter in this league, he's got to find a way to, like, land on his feet here and seize a moment the same way Sam Darnold did and, like, try to get that big payday. So, like, there's a lot of pressure on him. So the idea of, like, two rookies breathing down your neck probably doesn't sit well with him. And I'll tell you who probably is the most impacted by all this is Deshaun Watson, because that man is impacted by every little thing that happens.
Is that why we're doing the Instagram videos now?
Yeah, you could, like,
He sees it's a four-person race and there's five
people. He sees the Browns draft two quarterbacks and instantly he's like, hey, let me put this video out on Instagram almost to say, don't forget about me. Look, I don't have a boot on anymore. I'm going to be back and better than ever. He always uses that line like, the best is yet to come and he's going to be better than he was before. Okay, we have yet to see it, so good luck to you. But the guy who's been bothered by every little thing that's been said about him since he's gotten here, so much so that he blocks people on Twitter over it, you know that even though he probably puts on a happy face when he's in those meeting rooms and tries to teach them things and break down the tape with them, you know deep down he is fuming that they're trying to replace him in Cleveland. And that probably honestly started with Jimmy Haslam saying what he said at the owners' meetings about like this being a big swing and a miss. Like, he is extra motivated to try to beat out these rookie quarterbacks.
I got a new idea for Hard Knocks. Forget what division got the in-season version?
The NFC East.
Scratch that. Bills kick rocks. I don't care about your James Cook segments
just
anymore.
Quarterback room?
Browns quarterback room. Not even the Browns. Browns quarterback room, Hard Knocks.
Just the quarterback room.
Just the
quarterback. The quarterback room.
We'll watch them fight.
Holiday.
It's like a season of Big Brother. We'll watch him. We'll put the camera up there. We'll watch them fight. We'll watch them get petty with each other. We'll watch them yell at each other. And then ultimately we'll find out who's going to win the job and who won't win the job in a spot where every one of them feels like every one of them's got to feel like, with the exception of Deshaun because of injury, that they have the front row seat they're in the driver's seat to be able to win it.
I think Deshaun thinks he's in the driver's seat too. That's the
Which
sad
is
thing.
Just wild.
We watched that offense last year, and I think we all would agree that if they had started Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders even last year at quarterback, the offense would have been better than it was with Deshaun.
It truly is unprecedented if you have five quarterbacks on a team and all five of them think that they have a legit reason why they should be your starter. We've just never seen that in NFL history before. The competition that comes out of this needs to be much greater than everyone is just buddy-buddy and best friends. All right, leave that there. We come on back. The Tush Push, well, it didn't get banned. And there's one person that feels like they're responsible for why it didn't end up getting banned. You'll hear that and more. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.